Today, Drew Phoenix lives in a ranch-style house in the Cheney Lake neighborhood on the east side of Anchorage.
So here we are in the kitchen of our house. My girlfriend is a chef, so we spend a lot of time here in the kitchen. Wonderful smells, amazing, delicious food.
But finding a place to live wasn't always so easy. The slim redhead sporting black-rimmed glasses, khaki pants, and a button-up shirt moved to Anchorage a few years ago to work at a nonprofit. When he arrived, he applied to rent several apartments.
And each of the three times, this is what happened. I qualified in every way possible, and then they found out about my being transgender, and the conversation stopped.
He says all three times it went the same way. He'd fill out the application, the manager would check his references, the landlords would do a credit check. There was no problem with his credit, and he thought he would get the place, until they said...
They said, what's this woman's name doing in your credit history? The name Ann Gordon is on your credit history. And I said, well, that's me. I'm transgender. Now I'm Drew Phoenix. And at that point, the whole, their whole attitude changed. And they said, well, this isn't going to work out.
People in favor of Proposition 5 say situations like Drew's would be prevented if it passed. The Anchorage Equal Rights Initiative would change the municipal code to include protections for gay and transgender people. Protections already exist for race, color, sex, religion, national origin, marital status, age, physical disability, and mental disability. It would exempt official religious organizations, but require adherence by employers and landlords renting four or more units. A similar ordinance passed the Anchorage Assembly in 2009, but it was vetoed by Mayor Dan Sullivan. Such a law would give Phoenix a basis on which to file a complaint with the Anchorage Equal Rights Commission, and if he so chose, a lawsuit against the apartment complexes that rejected him. And that's exactly what those opposed to Prop 5 are worried about, because they believe religious people, not just official organizations, should be allowed to decide who they do business with, from renting apartments to hiring employees.
You can sense in this office that I have a great admiration for Martin Luther King and for the principles he stood for.
That's Shiloh Baptist Church pastor Alonzo Patterson.
When law violates conscience, you have a major issue.
Patterson is a black man who grew up in the segregated South and lived through the civil rights movement. But he says discriminating against gay and transgendered people is different.
Gay say their civil rights are violated just like black civil rights are violated. He chose to become gay. I didn't choose to become black. I was born that way.
He says in many conservative Christians' minds,
sin is sin based upon God's law. I don't see the gay as something nasty out there. I really don't. I see the gay same as I see a prostitute who violates God's law, same as I see any other person or behavior that violates God's law.
But not every religious organization in town is opposed to Prop 5. St. Mary's Episcopal Church recently invited Phoenix to come tell his story to their congregation.
Loving Spirit, creator of us all, we give you thanks for this beautiful morning, a pure gift to us, nothing which we have earned just by being here and being your children.
Besides being an activist for the transgender community, Phoenix is also an ordained United Methodist minister. He says faith plays a central role in his work and his life. Pastor Michael Burke leads St. Mary's Church. He's also a member of the pro-Prop 5 group Christians for Equality. The group includes more than 40 Christian pastors in Anchorage.
One of the core values of St. Mary's is to make sure that we are a safe place to tell your story and to be who you are.
He says whether you think being gay or transsexual is against God's law, in the public sphere, all people should be treated equally. He asked his parishioners to think about Jesus' example.
It is time that the community have an opportunity to hear the blessing of an alternative Christian voice. People of deep faith who take their cues from the scriptures as followers of Jesus, to do as Jesus would have us do, and to speak out on behalf of equality and fairness for people.
Both sides are mounting big campaigns to bring people to the polls on April 3rd. Ordinances similar to the one Prop 5 would create exist in more than 150 U.S. cities and counties. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.